Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A vote for me! It's vote for me!
Joe Biden, 24 hours into his presidential campaign now, and objectively, I mean, I'm not a Joe Biden fan, as you know, if you listen to the show on a regular basis, but objectively, it's got to be a mixed bag for this guy, I think. Julia Manchester is a reporter for The Hill, and she has been covering Joe Biden's announcement yesterday morning and his activities and the reaction around the country. Julia, am I right that it's been kind of a mixed bag for him, not a home run?
Yes, I would say you're absolutely right. You know, it's interesting. Joe Biden, I would say, is universally liked within the Democratic primary field. However, that doesn't mean that everyone's necessarily going to vote for him. You know, Joe Biden has run for president. This is his third time. So, you know, two times before. And he's coming into a different primary field than he's ever really seen before. Now we're seeing a party that has really shifted towards the left, and he's been seen as a very centrist Democrat. You're also seeing, you know, I think the way fundraising is done completely change. I mean, Bernie Sanders, progressive, someone who 5 years ago wasn't really on the national radar as much as, say, the former vice president was, is now raising small dollar donations and really leading the fundraising field. So Joe Biden is facing so many different opponents that he's never really faced before in a completely different field. So it'll take some getting used to for him. However, his name recognition, I think his connections within the Democratic Party and his relatively high approval ratings could help him. However, he has to defeat 20 other candidates in order to seal that nomination.
Yeah. I think, you know, he does have a high name ID, but that's because he was Barack Obama's vice president. And I thought it was interesting, all the stories that were written yesterday about how Barack Obama was not coming out of the gate endorsing him. Joe Biden says he asked Obama not to endorse him. And, I'm not sure I buy that. That seems kind of jussy to me. In other words, not exactly true, and maybe designed to make himself look a little bit better. Is that right or wrong?
Right. I think the former president, I mean, this early in any primary field, it's very rare to see a former president jump and make it into. However, speaking of endorsement, Biden is racking up quite a few. He has Delaware Senator Chris Coons, Virginia Senator Bob Casey, and several other high-profile endorsements. Let's compare that to someone like Mayor Pete Buttigieg, who understandably doesn't have as high of an ID being young and being the mayor of such a smaller city. He only has one endorsement in Congress from Virginia Representative Don Beyer. So Joe Biden definitely doesn't have Obama's endorsement. There are many establishment Democrats lining up behind him.
Yeah, but I'll tell you, if I had been somebody's vice president for 8 years, I would expect an endorsement. I mean, I know traditionally a former president wouldn't just jump in there, but that it seems like a diss on some level. But let me ask you about Anita Hill. This goes back to Joe Biden handling the Clarence Thomas confirmation hearings. Anita Hill, has she said what her reaction is to Joe Biden today entering this race and her recollections of how she was treated by him way back when?
Right. Anita Hill said that she spoke to Joe Biden before his presidential launch. And, you know, she essentially, and the Biden camp did confirm that. However, she said yesterday that, you know, what he said to her was basically, I'm sorry for what happened you during those Clarence Thomas hearings in the early 90s, and she essentially said, I'm sorry isn't enough. So, you know, I think this is something that the Biden camp really knew they had to confront in this election, especially in the era of Me Too and how much of a hot button political issue it has become. But yes, Anita Hill's reaction obviously making headlines was.
Yeah. Well, you know, I just don't know, Julia, whether Joe Biden is, I mean, he's left of center, but he may be too close to the center for the current base vote of the Democrat Party. Have we seen any polling, not just of the general population, but of the likely Democrat voters in these primaries next year?
Well, it depends. So overall, if you look at polling that has done all of Democratic primary voters, we've seen that Joe Biden has tended to those. However, Sanders has been trailing him quite. He's been right behind him in those. So clearly, Biden's entry in this race does open up that divide before more center establishment Democrats as well as progressive Democrats. If you look at the millennial voters, while they may say they like Joe Biden, they're actually quite behind Bernie Sanders because Bernie Sanders is talking about issues that millennial progressives really care about, is climate change, free college, health care, those sort of issues. So Joe Biden is going to need to talk more about
that. Julia Manchester, I appreciate it. Reporter for The Hill, I'm sorry that it sounds like the phone's breaking up a little bit, but I really appreciate you sharing that insight with us this morning. Thank you so much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.